April 9, 2021, it's a lot for Pete Rose Show.
Oh, I would, I tell you. I believe that our men are to, are here to grow themselves into the full, into the best good that they can be. At least this is what I want to do. And, you know, this is my belief. That we are supposed to, I'm supposed to grow to the best good that I can get to. And when I, as I, as I'm going there, becoming this, and when I become, if I ever become, it, this will just come out of the horn. So whatever it's gonna, whatever that's gonna be, that's what it will be. I'm not in, so much interested in trying to say what it's going to be. I don't know. But I just hope, I realize that good can only bring good. Well, I haven't had much leisure time in the last 15 years. I haven't had much leisure time. And when I get any, I'm usually so tired, so I just go somewhere and just lay around, you know, for 2 weeks, or if I can get 2 weeks. And most of the time, my mind's still on music.
What do you give them the so-called right answer to those questions? I don't understand your music. I don't understand your playing. What do you have this comment?
Yes, I have it, and you would like to know the answer to this. Well, I don't feel there's an answer to this. I think that it's just It is either thing that they, the person who doesn't understand, will understand in time, upon repeated listening, or it's a thing that he never will understand. And, if, you know, that's the way it is. There are many things in life we don't understand.
Right.
And we go on anyway. A comment on Sonny Rollins? Well, he's a wonderful instrumentalist and musician.
And also, this is a question, Ornette Coleman, you mentioned some words great or something, but if you have another comment about it.
Well, I said he was a great leader.
Leader.
Yes, and this is, to me, is a, that's a great thing to be.
I see. That's a little bit ordinary regulations, but Roland Clark, that's coming up third, if you have some comment.
Well, he's another great instrumentalist.
Also, MJQ, do you have some comment about this quartet?
Well, the quartet, MJQ?
MJQ, yes.
That's a very good quartet.
Also. And lastly, the Charlie Mingus.
I admire his work.
My God, yeah. How's about the Miles Davis?
Well, he was a DJ. Recorded music.
You are recorded.
From the United States or what? Period.
You are fair.
My music.
Yes.
The music that I like best, or the music that I have recorded.
Yes, you have recorded. That's the point.
The music that I've recorded that I like best.
What are they?
That I love. Classical music.
Yes.
Well, I don't know, I may be wrong on this. The term classical music, in my opinion, means to me, I think this, it means the music of a country that is played on the, by the composers and the musicians of the country, more or less, and as opposed to the music that the people dance or sing by, the popular music. And I don't know, what do you think about it? Do you agree with that?
Well, that's, I know, but...
So, in other words, I mean, there are classical musics all over the world, different types of classical music. And I don't know if I'm correct on this, but that's the way I feel about it. And as far as the types of music that, if you would ask me what we are playing... And to go beyond what I've said already, I feel it is the music of this individual contributor And if you wanted to name it anything, you could name it a classical music.
And the related question about the classical music, have you ever studied classical music?
Nothing but the type that I'm trying to play. About the Vietnamese War?
Yes.
Well, I dislike war, period. You know, so therefore, as far as I'm concerned, it should stop. It should have been stopped. And any other war. Now, as far as to say, to understand the issues behind it, I don't understand them well enough to be able to tell you just how this could be brought about. But I only know that it should stop. Well, if so, I don't think a consensus has been made on it. I mean, I don't know if any has been made. You see.
No.
As I told the young man.
Yes.
I was a student. I told him that, and I couldn't answer this. See, I don't talk much, you know, but you got me talking, man. For hours I've been talking, and I'm not a talker. But I thought about this question after I'd answered it the best I could, and I felt that I didn't tell him. What I didn't tell him was what I really wanted to. But he felt that I was Christian.
Right.
And I am by as far as birth, or my mother was, or my father was, and so forth. And my early teachings were the Christian faith. And as upon now, as I look out upon the world, and it's always been a thing with me, to feel that all men know the truth.
I see.
And so therefore I've always felt that even though a man was not a Christian, he still had to know the truth some way or another. Or if he was a Christian, he could know the truth. Or he could not. It's according to whether he knew the truth, and the truth itself doesn't have any name on it to me. And each man has to find this for himself, I think. Well, if we have time, I like to see some of the temples, and I like to hear some Japanese music. You know, some of the classical. What is this instrument? The kauri or the
koto?
Koto. I like to hear some. Some of this, and I like to maybe go to some rural areas to see some of the traditional.
You mentioned one thing, that koto.
Koto, yeah.
Roland Clark stopped in Japan, bought to the Nagoya Chalmera. Is that correct? Nagoya Chalmera. That sort of food. Is that correct?
Like oboe.
Yeah, he bought one. Yeah, I want to go to the music store and see what I can find, you know.
I see. This is the advertisement dropping at the TV.
Yeah, I want
to. Well, anyhow,
those are the things I like to do. Well, hello, and thank you, and we're glad to be here, and we hope to see you and play for you.
Pedro Show. Happy Friday. Brother Matt, the Love Grotto. Pleasure Point a couple miles south because we're still quitting quarantino mode, but I'm not totally man alone, though I'm an earlier man because of time zone differences with my guests. Well, let me tell you, those software engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention, I got Masaki and Nate.
Yeah.
From Osaka. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We start off the show with John Coltrane. He got to do one tour of Japan in 1966. And I got a little piece of an interview that was on a Flexi Dix. Way after the fact, of course, but from Japan. And that's what I played. And then from Bronx, Chuck Treese, please. And I had Chuck Treese on the show a few weeks ago. He's a Philly guy. Incredible music cat. I've got to record, do some gigs with him and stuff. With Ray Barbie also. Also good skaters, right? But incredible musicians also. So, who wants to go first?
Saki? Me. I do, Masaki.
Hi. Go ahead. So, your earliest musical recollection, please, your memory, since Kodomo, huh?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I remember playing recorders or singing songs in music class when I was in elementary school. That's my earliest recollection.
Yeah, we have to tell listeners that recorders are a type of like plastic flute, diatonic kind of thing.
And, that's
yeah, it's not a tape recorder.
yeah.
Okay, so in school you guys had part of the day some music. What about at home, the house? Did you grow up in Osaka?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so maybe apartment or house?
House.
Okay, was there musical instruments?
Yes, I did. When I was 8 or 9 years old, I had been taking electric organ lesson. We call it Yamaha Electron for a few years. Yeah, that's I did when I was in.
You started with the keyboard, with the electric organ, piano kind of thing.
Yeah.
So how was that experience with the lessons? Because I've had a lot of guests on the show, piano lessons were the worst thing of their life.
For me, I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I tell you what I was feeling when I was taking electric organ lesson. I was not so interested in playing organ, but I was feeling my teacher was a lady. Her hands moving was so beautiful and sexy. So beautiful. So I still remember that feeling. Yeah, you know.
Sure. Inspiration. Yeah. Did she teach you all kinds of music, or was it more classical? Was it rock and roll?
No, classical music, yeah.
Okay. So, like, the big organ with classical thing over here is like in church. It's kind of church music. But it can be used for everything, of course. I'm curious, what was the first record you bought with your own money?
Yeah, it was, that would be a first album of B-52s. Yeah.
Sure.
What about the
first gig that you went to?
Yeah, I would like to tell, let me tell... let me tell you two kinds of shows, domestic and foreign bands. Domestic show was some hardcore band, maybe a band called SOB or City India.
Lifehouse? In a lifehouse? Masaki? In a lifehouse?
Sorry?
Lifehouse.
Yeah, it's a small bit. In Osaka.
Yeah, you know, in Japan, club scene has kind of got this thing called Livehouse listeners. And I played many of them, and usually very good sound.
Yeah. And about foreign shows was, I still remember, it was Iggy Pop in 1989 in Osaka. After he released an album called Instinct, yeah?
Like what, Quattro?
Sorry?
The venue.
A venue? No, it's called Sankei Hall.
Yeah. I've heard of it.
Much bigger than Quattro.
Yeah. Quattro, bigger than a live house, though.
Yes.
Yeah. There was a few of them, right? Some closed. They were in malls. Well, actually, live houses could be anywhere, on the fifth floor someplace. Yeah. But like I said, I had good experience, good sound, and also staff. Many friendly staff at Lifehouse.
Mm.
So, what about, okay, you're taking lessons with the organ and stuff, keyboard.
Yeah.
What about with your friends after school in the afternoon? Bedroom band, basement band, garage band?
When I was in high school, I play cover band with my friend, and we played some punk rock bands, British Toy Dolls, or some Japanese punk rock band. Yeah.
So you're copying songs off records.
Yes.
Okay. I started the same way. It might have been arena rock, but it was still copying songs off records. Or 8-tracks in those days. I'm curious, did you guys play any gigs?
No, we didn't. We didn't.
Just practice band.
That's right, yeah.
Now, I know you as guitar man and a bass man. So when did you make a move from keyboard to guitar and bass?
Mr. Michael, let me tell this story. Anyway, it was very late to start play music seriously. I was 37 years old. I started playing drums. It was my first instrument seriously. At that time, I didn't know anything how to play drums or how to play the band. So I took drum lessons for 3 months. And after that, I looked for members on internet and joined a local band. It's the band called Bronx.
Now, you're saying there was a big gap between you playing keyboard with your friend and then you playing drums and starting Bronx.
Yeah. And after that, we exchanged instruments, and it became Bronx, yeah.
Ah, because you got off drums?
I sing a song in Bronx, yeah.
Yeah. So, why the big gap in time?
I was busy.
For like, what, 20 years?
Look,
I don't think it's a wrong way, because everyone has their own way with music, okay? There is no wrong way. I'm really a big believer in this. Everyone finds their own path, their own journey.
Yeah, but, you know, I have a gap, but when I was 20s, I didn't play any instruments or didn't play any bands, but...
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do was traveling to abroad to see punk rock show or rock show.
So you weren't making music, but you were gig goer, you were listener.
Listener.
Yeah, gig goer. Yeah. And those are very important, right? Because if you think about it, what we're doing is taking turns. Okay, your turn to play. Yeah. Okay, my turn to listen. Okay, my turn to play. Yeah, your turn to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's kind of a fair world. I want to play something here. Air Canada Frights on Time.
Thank you.
We've got a fairly significant flight control problem right now, and we're just troubleshooting right now.
Okay. 今当たったのに気付いてるのいろいろ壊れたけど、ちょっとこれ確認して、多分OKじゃん、片付けて。
Nothing has changed and I still love you.
forced to go back here, riding on a horse.
for Pedro show. Just heard that chunk of music. Air Canada Frights, On Time, from Bronx.
Cool.
Then Lou Barlow, Brand New, Over You. Brand New from Guided by Voices, Child Play. Momus Brendan with After Dinner Bells. A brand new release, but maybe from years ago. A Manchester School, Friends, Saki. Alzheimer. Modern Blonde, Brand New, Too Tough to Die. The Last, from the Lost Look Again album. This was a title track. They found the tapes and redid it and got it together. Born Losers, Tokyo Drifter. Network Glass from Baltimore with Nrrr. I think that's how you pronounce it. Joe Cardamone from his Quarantina series, Part 7, Counting Sevens. Wharton's Expanding Jazz Band, this brother Wharton Tier, Ali Shaba. People like Glenn Branca, sorry, and Thurston Moore, and people like that playing with him. Great cat. Fun City was the name of his studio. I got to record there with him, Lee Ronaldo, and Bob Quine. Yeah, it was beautiful. Doing a Bobby Dylan song. Dex Wambler, Ron Webler, after that. Ron Weber. Sorry, Dexter. Duo with Weird, Aurora Borealis. And finally, Bronx with Games for Poser. I think I played that before. I remember playing the whole Bronx album one tune at a time. Nate, give me your earliest musical recollection, please.
Earliest. I think when I was in elementary school, we had a day in music class where everyone could bring in a tape. And the teacher would play it. So I think some kids brought in The Offspring and Green Day. And I think I was 7 or 8 and I heard those bands. I thought that was cool. So, yeah, that's our earliest, I guess, that I can remember.
And this was Philly, right?
I was living in Virginia at the time. Yeah, my dad was around a lot.
Oh, my papa's a sailor, same thing. A little bit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, I ended up in Pedro because a little closer to Vietnam than Virginia, but I was born, actually. So, what was the pads you grew up in? Was anybody players or were they just listeners?
Oh, no, I mean, we always had guitars in the house. My dad was playing
cool.
Guitar.
Your pop played? All right.
Yeah, he's good,
And now what, like electric or acoustic?
He had both of them in the house. He had basses in the house.
Oh, bitchin'.
He had some saxophones, like all sorts of stuff.
And would you jump on that shit?
Yeah, definitely, man.
So what were you attracted? I'm stuttered. What were you attracted to at first?
I just everyone was playing, so I just figured, we'll play too. And then in high school, got into punk, and it was just so fun to be a punk. So
what instrument? What machine?
I played a. In a couple bands, I played guitar in a band. I played bass in a band.
Okay.
I was singing.
Was guitar the first one? Did you do lessons or self-taught?
My dad was kind of teaching me, so I guess I kind of did.
Yeah, great. And what about songwriting? Did you start that right away, or did you learn, like, Masaki and Me by copying off records?
I don't know. We would probably just copy, like, Black Flag, we just change a chord or something and kind of say it was our own song.
So you had a hardcore band early?
Yeah, definitely. Starting like 13, we started playing punk bands.
I got to ask you first, though. Was there any kind of music shit in school, like choir, marching band?
I was in the jazz band in high school playing trombone.
Trombone, the bone, that's bass clef.
Yeah, it was real nice. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
All right. And what was the first record you bought with your own money?
First record. It must have been a CD, I think.
I'm not concerned with the medium, but, you know, when you spend your own money as a kid, you ain't got a lot of money. That's why I asked that. So whatever medium.
It was probably something local. I mean, we really supported the local. I mean, we had a band. When I was living in Virginia, we'd go to D.C., and there's a band called The Goons.
Yeah.
So I think about Spoon's record, or like a 7-inch or a CD or something.
And so, what about the first gig you went and saw people playing live?
Oh, that was also something local. Yeah. It was probably something in DC. There's a band called Brace, like a hardcore band. I think that was one of the first shows, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I always played the 930 Club, the one on F Street.
Oh, yeah, man. That place is cool. That's a big place.
No, no, no. This is the one before that on F Street downtown.
True, right?
Yeah. Get this. In the alley is the fucking hatch for the Ford Theater where President Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth, ran out after shooting him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's weird. These big-ass fucking rats back there. Now, you know, they're there in every town, right? Probably Osaka's got. Where'd I play in Osaka? Bears. What's his name? Seiji Yamamoto, the Fordham guy. He has a little live house.
Bears. Just played there last week.
Yeah.
Cool people, man. Great musician. Hard face. Yeah. Hard to read his emotions. He puts his cards close to his... But he's an incredible cat. A big respect to him. So, okay. You ended up in Japan, right?
Yeah, over here, yeah.
Now, was any of that because of music?
Yeah, definitely. We were into... All me and my friends liked all the Japanese hardcore bands.
Yeah.
When we were 20s, like Gauze and... We just love Japanese hardcore, so I thought I'd come over here and check it out.
Did you know about that band, The Stalin?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's cool.
Goes way back, yeah. And actually, Osaka had, before the boredoms and stuff, there was a lady out of there. Well, what was it called? Aunt Sally or, right? Fusan. Yes. Fu is from Osaka. This was like 70s punk, yeah. But anyway, so you heard about Japanese hardcore and what? I want to go over there and check it out?
Yeah, it's like, I came over to Osaka and I was teaching English for a year. And then I didn't know anyone, so I just went to shows all the time and made friends that way, just going to shows every weekend. Okay.
So you actually came to teach, but you were, teaching was just a way to live there, right? Because you came for the music?
Yeah, I didn't teach for very long, but I came over and then we started playing in bands, me and my friends here too, so just hanging out, going to shows and stuff.
Yeah. What was your first band in Japan?
I played in a band, I played with these dudes called Beans. Yeah. Beans.
Great band.
Yeah. Mame?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got it.
Okay, and what was your first Beans gig? What was your first gig in Japan like?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Okay.
Was
Misaki there?
A small rehearsal studio.
Yeah, maybe just a small place. Yeah.
Practice band?
I remember. It was in a place called Wakayama, like a small town. They had a...
I know about Wakayama, because a lot of the people who came here 100 years ago, Issei... They were from that part. It was really poor then. So people came here for work.
Wow.
First Hawaii. You didn't know that? Issei, immigrants. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so I there's part of the... In fact, we have a Furusato. There was a town on Terminal Island.
Oh, cool.
Right, home sweet home. We're at the end of the first hour. I mean, there's some tragic history, too, and stuff. But there's connections. First hour... April 9, 2021, Dishwap Pedro Show, special guest Nate Misaki, the Bronx, hold tight for hour two. April 9, 2021, it's the second hour, Wap for Pedro Show. Don't love me.
I'm going to do this song for harps. Because I started stalking the singer on Instagram, and I saw a post on his Instagram page, and it made me think of this song. So this is a cover, and I hope that some of you will recognize who it's by. I'll tell you at the end if you don't. Drink up, baby, stay up all night with the things you could be. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll see that you'll never be. The promises you'll only make. So drink up with me now. Forget all about the pressure of days. Do what I say, and I'll make you okay, and drive them away, the images stuck in your head. Shove and won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still. Drink up, baby, stare at the stars. I'll kiss you again between the bars, where I'm seeing you there with your hands in the air, waiting to finally be caught. So drink up one more time, and I'll make you mine. I'll keep you apart, deep in my heart, separate from the rest. 'Cause I like you the best. I keep the things you forgot. People, you've been before that you don't want around anymore. And they push and they shove and won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Three, 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 three
Thank you.
Pedro. So start off the second hour in Bronx. And people, that's not just Bronx. That's fucking three X's worth of Bronx.
Yeah.
You find that one on the internet when you search engine mission. Don't bother me. And then we had Ben Salter live in Japan. He just put this out, Between the Bars. Justice Yeldum from Sydney. Brother Lucas, Hand Monster, incredible musician. Like fucking Dora and Baltimore. Some of these cats making these, you know, at the end of the day, it's just sounds come out of the speaker, so I don't know how they get there. It's a fucking mind blow. Burning Mattress Outside, Toe Cross Waste Bins from Puppet Midnight. This is Bass Brother in England. Here's another buddy's Tomodachi, right, of Misaki, called Los Ocho Sexos.
Los Sexos.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the X, when the Mexicans, Oaxaca, right? This is, there's a part that we got a lot of cats who live here from that area. And X is, it's kind of the Aztec part of the Mexican culture and stuff. And, yes, Sonido Amazonico, something live and very kind of Latin, huh? Great. V Vile, or actually looks like Wile, right? Two V's next to each other. And then we even say a W, but also using V's, right? But the Romans were kind of like I's and J's. Fuck, what? Don't get into that shit. And finally, Bronx. Old Man Skateboard Tricks.
Thank you. I guess
the only fucking Old Man Skateboard Trick is just trying to stand on his fucked up knees. He's a fucked up. So, Bronx started, Misaki, if I get this straight, you first joined a band by answering ads. But then, so how does Bronx begin?
Oh, so it's my first band. When I told you, when I was 37 years old, I started drum and Bronx. Before I still play with same members. It's Bronx. At the first time, I was playing drum, but now I sing a song in Bronx.
Okay. Now, where did you pick the name Bronx? You like that part of New York City?
I can't remember why I.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. I was just curious. It doesn't matter.
Maybe.
Remember, it's a Walk from Pedro show. There's no hard questions and there's no wrong answers.
Okay. Maybe we thought it sounds tough or strong, so we called ourselves.
Okay, so it was a group.
Yeah.
Nakama. Okay, so you guys came together to decide we're going to pick Bronx.
And yeah.
Now, have you changed members? Has it always been the same members?
Almost same. Almost. Not every, but almost members are same.
That you we started with. Okay.
Maybe over 10 years. Nearly.
Over 10 years. Tell me what was the first Bronx gig like?
Maybe it was at small rehearsal studio. Yeah, it's like house show.
Okay.
Yeah, small gig, yeah.
Yeah, but how did it go? Was it a success? Did they throw shit? Did they fucking beat you up? I mean, there's all kinds of things that can happen at a gig, right?
Success. I think I was there. Yeah, it was. Cool.
Oh, you were there, Nate? Okay.
Yeah, I was there.
So when do you meet Misaki? How far into the band? How do you end up joining?
Oh, you know what? I'm actually not in the Bronx. We're in another band together called LP.
LP.
Yeah.
Ah, we're going to play that in the third hour. Okay. So
yeah.
You're more of you're a Bronx band. Reporter.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Mike.
I won't have to use words when I get this mind reading thing going, but until then I'm gonna have to ask you the questions. You gotta tell me. I thought you guys were actually fucking playing together, but you do. Oh, yeah. But it's another project called LP.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is It's the name of a company that makes a lot of percussion, right? Latin percussion.
I didn't know that.
You know, they make congas and cowbells and shit like that. Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's big here in the U.S., maybe not over there. Okay. I understand now. So how did you guys, did you meet at a Bronx show, Nate?
Yeah, no, we met at, he's playing in another band. I guess Bronx was called Cap, right?
Yeah.
They had this,
Bronx had another name.
Yeah, their first name, Masaki was playing drums, and they had this, like, skinhead singer with no teeth, and they were just wild. He had a real high voice, and they were nuts, so we just, I don't know, I went to see them play, and then, met Masaki, and it was, like, 13 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And we've been friends since then, so.
Ah, bitchy. Look, I want to play, some LP, okay? So we can start talking about that since you guys sharing that shit.
Ooh, thanks.
Boy. 人々を癒やす綺麗な声のせせらぎ駅前の嘘を無駄な数クソつまらん会話やカステルマンジャックラフトパトクソガキを怒鳴りつける母親俺は約束の連れますデジタルサイレンジをバカでかいエクソカメに打ち出すもうどうしようもないようなテーマ消えたアルバムを止めさせるみたいに見事な国語で吹かれるデップの CM2000 俺は無断なんだからを追い出せている最中にどうもない違和感をずっと感じている結局あと何が残ってるかなんて勘弁してくれよなあ
れたが何にも変わっちゃいなかった。これじゃどうにもならしない、これじゃどうにもならしない。
Show, that chunky music started off with LP. Now this is the LP Kitchen Band.
You got it.
Put in parentheses there to help explain, because there might be other LP bands. Like I was saying, there was a company that makes Latin percussion, right?
Yeah,
it's equipment for Latin percussion called that. And this is Love Women, Fuck Cops. Then we had Waku Waku Kingdom. This is Brother Shige. He's in Berlin. This guy was making music in England with Game Boy fucking, you know, little 8-bit fucking toy shit. Now he's in Berlin. He's using real synthesizers shit. He's incredible. A tune called Bird. And then my buddy Ness, about, I don't know, maybe 13 years ago, he moved to Hokkaido. And he sent me a bunch of music from over there, some bands. The Hatch. 2 a.m. Stone, a Car Thief School. He just put out their record on Transduction Records with Yaku Soku Slang with Useshi Nichi Yu.
Ooh. Yeah.
From Slang. So there's some hardcore. And finally, Nango, Zui Zui. Tax. From LP, the kitchen bit. Nate, you're a cook, right?
Yeah, I'm a chef. I own a restaurant over here called LP Kitchen.
Okay, I didn't mean... Cook is like talking down. I should say chef, right?
Oh, yeah, cook is cool, dude, whatever. I mean, Because,
you know, no disrespect, because the dude who cooks your chow is a righteous person.
I'm whatever. It doesn't matter.
Where they say, in Italy, ciao, right? I'm at your service. Okay.
Yay.
So, how'd you get into that? Do you see some kind of connect with music?
We were just always, I was cooking in America. That's all I ever did was cook and then working in restaurants. And then I came over here to teach English, but it's not that much fun. So I just went back to cooking.
And what kind of ciao? Did you learn the cuisine over there, or did you bring some Philly, Virginia stuff?
I worked in a lot of Japanese restaurants over here, and then now I'm cooking at this restaurant, pasta, and then you make bagels, and we do bagel sandwiches, and at night steaks and cheesecake and salads, stuff like that. You know.
So some Philly stuff, okay, trippy.
Yeah.
Probably their style, but like. With your influence. That's interesting. Exactly. You ever write tunes about chow?
Yeah, we do. I mean, if you check out, I guess that LP that we recorded, there's a bunch of songs about cooking.
Yeah,
you can check it out. What is it, Spotify?
And is that why it's called the LP Kitchen Band?
Oh, yeah. We were like... I had Masaki working here a little bit, helping out, washing dishes and whatever. So then we just like, let's start a band and
the Scullery.
Yeah.
Arr. That's bitching. That's truly bitching. I was a pot and pan boy at the hospital about a couple blocks from here. This was in the earlier 70s and $1.20 an hour.
Whoa.
People say the good old days. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, April 9, 2021. Dish What Peter Show special guest Nate Misaki from Bronx. No, brought from LP. Get it together a lot. Hold tight, bar three. April 9, 2021. It's the third hour of the What Peter Show.
We want it today, what without cost? All of the blue dudes can go and fuck off. Stop with the violence that's put on our neck. Give our black neighbors a little respect. Where does it stop? Ignorance stop. Where does it stop? Where does it stop? We want it today, one without cost. All of the blue dudes can go and fuck off.
Speed Row Show. Start off the third hour with LP, LP Kitchen Band, people, not to be confused with that percussion company. When does it stop? And Tragic Comedy after that with part three of After Hours Jam, Street Eaters, Null. After that, Murdered Men, past tense people, Murdered Men. In love while sober. When does that happen? And Trigger Cut out of Germany with Pony Pony. And then Foodie. Now, I played a bunch of fucking Foodie because Masaki turned me on. Now, this was Do My Best. And this is where you change things up. You have a lady sing, and you play bass, right, Masaki?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you know what, though? The singer from Foodie also worked at this restaurant.
Yeah, of course. maybe it's a requirement.
Yeah, okay.
And obviously there's some fucking chow songs if they're called fucking Tabby Mono.
Yeah,
well, you know what we say Foodie over here, right, Nate? You probably know this. Hip Masaki this. A Foodie's a cat who's like, that's his hobby. Like an otaku for Tabby Mono, you know, it's chow. Like they're into, chow is like a hobby, like collecting stamps.
Yeah.
And
I think he's into
you guys that, know that, okay? That because that's when we say a foodie.
Yeah, Masaki eats a lot, man. He orders enough for two people and just eats it all.
Yeah, but where does he put it, man? He's fucking flaco.
Yeah, your skin. Yeah, he can eat.
Not Debu. Pokari or whatever the fuck. What's the difference between Debu and Pokari? Huh? Like chubby or. Yeah, there's a difference, right? Because one is just fucking fat. It's like chubby, cute.
Yeah.
Dave
was fat. Pochard is chubby.
Okay. Yeah. But one is more like desirable. Anyway, you know what's funny? Why do women get fucking judged on that shit and the dudes don't?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's an inconvenient question. So how did Foodie start? Was it people at work saying, let's start a band?
Foodie, you got to ask Maki. We don't know.
Well, yeah. Oh, you don't know. Maki, the lady, is the one who started the band.
Yeah. But she lives down the street, actually, so we could go wake her up.
No, we don't have to do that. But, okay. So, but then you, Masaki, you expanded your... fucking music thing by taking off. Is this where you first play bass?
Yes, not the first, but it's the first bass band, seriously.
Yeah. You do very well.
Yeah. Former bass player of Foodie was very great musician, great bass player. So when I joined this band, I needed to practice much more than before. So, it's better for me.
Yeah, of course. If you don't use it, you lose it. And if I get this straight, if I understand, Foodie was already a band and you joined it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Billy was earlier bassman. Okay, so Maki made this band. Same drummer, man?
Yes, my drum player is Maki's husband, yeah.
Of course. Everything very tight. I love it.
The drummer.
What's that, Nate?
Do you know Manchester School?
I played some in the first hour, but I was turned on to them by a Masaki, so it's my first time, and they're pretty cool.
My husband is a singer, and he's a drummer for Foodie.
Okay, sock tight, I'm way into it. I want to play Foodie Border.
There you go.
Thank you. Good.
Yeah! Thank you. Because you can, oh no.
Pedro Show. Last music for this edition, Border, from Foodie. And then Alex Klein, this is Nels Klein's brother, along with Stuart Liebig, Brianna Gilcher, Miller Wren, and Tullum Donovan, with something called One. The other one's called Two, of course. And Water Boogie System after that, Ninja. And then finally Foodie with Hoshikuzu. Kutsu? Kuzu? Shoes? I don't know.
No, no. It means...
I know, it I know. Means. Look, we got them too. They're called homonyms, right? The nose. I see the sea, you know. Look, I'm very ignorant. I only little choto, only little knowledge. Beautiful language, beautiful. Especially when it comes to, like, lyrics and poetry. The Asian languages are so, you know, with the no pronoun thing, you know. It's really, I love this, the shorthand. It's just another perspective. I should take time and learn more. You guys are beautiful, though. Where can people find you on the internet? Nate? Masaki?
Yeah, where can dogo de kikeru?
Spotify?
And Spotify.
No, but what about your own website? Let's not advertise commercial things. They get enough of that shit.
Sprouts have a website? No.
Okay, if it's gonna be like more square thing, then what about is there a Bandcamp page?
Yeah, because I
think those people are really bitching to the bands. I support them.
Thank you.
So what is it? Is it BRONXXX?
Yeah, that's right.
.bandcamp.com, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. And Foodie has one too. FOODIE. .bandcamp.com. And what about LP?
LP has a page on Facebook.
But no Bandcamp page.
We will have Bandcamp. We have.
You do.
Bandcamp.
LPKitchen.bandcamp.
Maybe.
LPKitchen. Right. Well, or put it in the search engine. LP Kitchen Band.
If you come down to Osaka, we'll give you guys whatever you want. We'll give you a. Do we have a record? Yeah. No, we can give you a CD.
Well, what's the next fucking plans for LP?
We just played a show last week, but then this month, yesterday and today, so many people got coronavirus in Osaka, so we're kind of shut down in the city for a little bit.
Well, what about composing, recording?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll keep, we're always writing new stuff. We practice all the time. And we'll keep it up. Don't worry about
that. How many cats in that band? Five, six, seven? How many people are in LP?
Just four.
Oh, it's just three, four. Okay. Big sound.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe five, six, seven, that's like staff at the restaurant. Yeah, we got a bunch of staff. But the band is just three or four people, you know.
Okay. And what's the process of coming up with material? Like jams? They come from jams?
No, I'm just Masaki play kind of like, play kind of Bad Brain style song, and then, we just kind of write about whatever,
Oh, you mean he makes it like a demo, or he just plays it for you guys and you jump on?
Oh, yeah, we just get together, and, usually in 2 hours we can write a bunch of songs, and, just write,
We're a punk rock band, so...
Yeah, we're just...
A lot of people have different styles of doing it, and that's why I ask. You wouldn't believe. Some dudes write all the other dudes' other parts.
I'm
just telling you, there's a lot of fucking ways to do it, right? And there's no wrong way. At the end of the day, it's just sound coming out, right? Remember Wizard of Oz? Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
But I love that you guys are doing it. And I want you to keep it on, please. So when the next LP album comes out, will you come back on the show?
Absolutely. And if you or anybody comes to Osaka... Look us up. We'll show you around. We'll take you out.
Takoyaki, huh? Okay. Thanks so much. You're beautiful, really, truly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
People, it's been the April 9, 2021 edition of Wat Pedro Show. Kate, you're powdered.